Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Got a hot show for you today. Going to be dropping some latest jams from my independent artists. Going to be dropping a jam from my personal DJ, Mr. Folgers. Going to be playing a little Texas Chop and Screw. Y'all got to check that out. And got upcoming artists. Got an interview with artist C.O. DeVoe. Y'all got to check him out. New Orleans bound. He's the Ionic Music legend, almost to say. You know, he like classic R&B and soul. So y'all got to check out the interview. So don't go nowhere for that. I'm going to kick it off with a little Miss Jackson from Outkast. And I'm going to bag it up with our little Chop and Screw from Mr. DJ Folgers. And then I'm going to have Mr. Theo in the studio. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
I am
for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm from Miss Jackson.
I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Jackson.
cap fanboys.
Change up, see the jeweler.
Kathleen Boyce.
Today on the show, I got a rapper, an actor turned celebrity chef. He has recorded songs such as, there's so many, I don't know which one to start with, but the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
Some wine and just kind of just marinate. Yes.
Well,
Well, that's definitely what it's for.
Well, let me ask you,
that.
What projects are you currently working on? What are you actually doing? Are you in the studio? Are you working on something major? What's going on?
Well, apart from working on promotion and PR, my main thing right now is putting together a two new projects, actually. One called Genreless, and genreless as in genre, simply meaning just freedom of musical expression without being conformed to the title of a genre.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so just basically just unadulterated, you know, unchained love music. And then the second project, I'm actually putting in the process of putting two together. The second one is called Soul Major 7. And Soul Major 7, as a musician, for those who are musically inclined, the term Major 7 is in respect to a chord that when you're playing music, of course, that gives that pretty much the birth of the romantic sound that we hear in pretty much every love song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm putting together a project that's based around that entire theme, so that every song people can feel that. Some of the songs you know you'll be able to dance, you'll be able to slow down, you'll even have a lot of high energy grooves there. But it's all going to be all based around that same concept.
Okay.
Basically.
Gotcha. Well, let me ask you, what does hip hop mean to you?
Hip hop, that's so big, man. Hip hop, I believe hip hop is a culture,
mm-hmm,
that allowed us to really express. And I'm gonna go there. I believe first and foremost, it is founded in the neighborhood of South Bronx, you know, which was at the time a predominantly African-American area,
mm-hmm.
I believe that it was the first movement that gave African-Americans a voice in terms to really express, you know, or I'll say us, a voice to really express every aspect of our lives. You know, hey, we matter. You know, our voices matter.
Right.
Hey, we're normal. You know, we go through everything that everyone else on this planet has been through.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we go through that and some magnified. And so I believe that hip hop is the culture that that really opened the door for us to express every aspect of what it means, you know, to be African American.
Okay. I like that. Well, let me ask you this. For any upcoming artists, young, old, whoever,
mm-hmm,
if they just want to get their feet in this music industry, what words of wisdom or advice would you share with that person?
I would tell them first and foremost, keep it 100. And what I mean by that, I'm definitely going to expound on that. When I say keep it 100, don't conform. Don't conform to what you think the masses want to hear. You know, don't conform to what you think looks or sound cool, but make sure that you can draw a correlation. Make sure there's a correlation between your music, who you really are, and, you know, and the people you want to reach.
Okay. I like that. Well, Mr. Theo, thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thanks
okay.
for having me.
Ladies, once again, that was Theo Durow. Ladies, we're going to leave you with his jam, You. So enjoy. Sit back.
All right, y'all. Sorry for the minor difficulties on the show. Had the interviews crossed. I'm sorry. But I'm definitely going to drop Fetty Wap 679. Going to give you South Deep Light Work, and I'm going to close with Mr. Theo DeRose jam, y'all, You. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. And I just want to thank all my listeners, and I want to thank all the emails I've been getting for the advice and ideas you got for the show. And, you know, got a couple of artists want to come on the show, and I am ready for you. So hit me up, opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.
handed down my shoes for some robbers. He playing Batman, Fendi's gonna rob her. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots from 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots from 38.
I'm like, yeah,
right beside me, baby. You know what that is rattling?
I'm the one they forgot about. I need some help reminding these motherfuckers.
Boy,
help me. So cold. It's God's work. I ain't got nothing to do with this. It's God's work, man. It's God's work. I ain't got nothing to do with this. You know what to do. I made this part for you, and 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 you,
bad boy.